Konnichiwa. My name is Eva Chen. I think every time when we look at a company's strategy, we need to continue to go back to see what is the assumption and if the assumption for setting that strategy is still clear, still on track. And second thing is that we need to go back and see if our strategy execution is on track. So this first half, I think especially happy is that we find that those two things really align with our assumption. So first, at the beginning of the year, we say we assume right now the customer's top concern in security revolving around 3C. The first one is consumerization. Second one is cloud and virtualization infrastructure change. And third one is cyber attack. So those 3C, according to those 3C, we come up with three solutions, which is complete user protection, custom defense, and cloud and data center security. So now, let's look at the assumption part. First, on the consumerization, if we look at the trend, currently, the trend is there's more and more consumerization that is going on. Currently, there are already more devices connected than people in the world. So there's 7 billion population in the world. There's more than 7 billion devices in the world connected to the network already. The second one is that they estimate that by 2018, 35% of all these devices that is owned by the consumer will be part of the company's infrastructure, that is BYOD. So first assumption, consumerization will be a top concern for security, is valid. The second one is cloud and data center. We see that there's more and more critical information will be moved into the cloud. First one is we see some survey that shows that there's actually 461 cloud application that is popular, actively used by the enterprise. And there is 10 times more than the IT manager thought that would be. Most of the people only think about, oh, there's Salesforce.com maybe, and there may be some Twitter, but actually there's, in average, there's more than 400 actively using cloud application. The second indicator is that 90% of the large enterprise and government agency will use cloud by 2015. Next year, there will be 90% of the government and enterprise will be using public cloud. So the data center and cloud security, definitely that assumption is true. Third one, cyber attack. I think we don't need to reemphasize how true that those assumption was. Every day when you open up the newspaper, you see some very serious breach or some very serious attack. And the cost of this type of attack is growing higher and higher. If we just go back to see this target, this company that get attacked, that cost is increasing in every stage. Originally, more than 100 million credit card information breach, and the company's profit fell 34%, and then there's over 80 lawsuits going on against this company, and then the total cost for the company is estimated at $1 billion, and it just continued to evolve. The market value dropped $4.2 billion for this company, and their CIO, CSO resigned, and then in May, even their CEO, who is a long-time target employee, also need to resign, and now even the board member. So just this one case can tell us the cost of cyber attack is evolving, and definitely this is a boardroom discussion. This is no longer just an IT department's discussion. So we believe that at the beginning of the year, we set those 3C, consumerization, cyber attack, cloud and data center, this train are all going on track for our assumption. Because of this, customer today will need to address the full range of the threats by a new threat lifecycle management. Before, people only focus on prevention. But now, not only prevention, they need to assume prevention is not enough, and they need to implement detection, early detection of any unknown threats, new threats. And with that detection, they need to have ability to in-depth analysis to know what was the impact. And after that impact analysis, they need to have the capability to do the response, early response, fast response, so that they can limit their damage to their company. For Trend Micro, we provide that type of solution. So enable the customer can continue to monitor and continue to control of this whole threat lifecycle. That is smart protection platform and strategy. We will across all these four quadrants and across cloud, virtualization, physical, and every platform to provide a continuing monitor and control. In that, we therefore come up with complete user protection and custom defense, cloud and data center security solution. And all these three types of solution will benefit from our combined big data analysis with the threat intelligence from the cloud, that is our smart protection network, and then a visibility and centralized management and monitoring system, which is Trend Micro's control manager, and those strategy execution. Now, let's go back to see how is our execution for all these three solution area. First one, in complete user protection, I would say, actually, the complete user protection is probably 80% of our current enterprise or commercial segments revenue. It's the biggest one. And in the first half, it's probably in 10 years, our biggest revamp and come up with the new solution. We come up with a solution that we call complete user protection, and very important change. First, we change from per device license to per user license. That is the new business model. And we integrate all the mobile security, endpoint security, web gateway user security, email user security into one suite of product that address the complete user protection. This complete suite is really, I'm confident to say, is the best solution and already received a lot of great feedback. Also, not only we do that, we extend this solution to from physical to the cloud, both sides. Customer can use the on-premise solution in the cloud solution, and even when they are moving to like Microsoft Azure or Microsoft Office 365, we design specific solution for them. And this solution, as you can see in the slide here, we announced those specific solution at the Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference. And even the Microsoft General Manager say this solution is really address the new requirement for the Microsoft cloud. And like I say, this new suite, more than 20 products integrated into one suite, and there's one license activation code and the complete advanced protection. So although we just announced that within until now only 2 months, we already received all the awards from avtest.org. We consistently the top of the detection, the performance, and secure computing. They never give up this, like, across the board, everything is 5 stars, and they give the recommendation. And the comments I love most about this one is when secure computing writing about this product, they say weakness, hard to find any. This suite is really the best suite. And also the Infotech, they come out with this endpoint end user competitive Quadrum, and Trend Micro is the clear leader, the only one that is far on the Quadrum as a leader. So we're very happy that this very important switch, we have a really innovative solution, and we are getting the customers buy-in, or the early adopters buy-in for this product. So second one is on the cloud and data center solution. On this part, we set the goal that deep security need to continue to do all the ecosystem or infrastructure integration. Originally, we were already number one in virtualization security. We integrate deeply with VMware and gain a lot of traction. But now we expand to AWS, the public cloud, and also we extend to Azure, Microsoft Azure. So we continue to expand our partner ecosystem and providing more integration. You can see that our further advancing our marketing leading integration into deep security for web app, it already become the AWS pre-authorized security scanner. And deep security as a service, now we can see a lot of our customer that is using AWS, they always take deep security as their best solution for compliances, such as the PCI compliances requirement. They can use deep security, and all this expansion on vCloud, hybrid cloud, and Microsoft Azure's integration. Customer success, deep security for AWS cloud. We're seeing this, we have more than 100 new customers on AWS using deep security, and these are including Coyni, I think a very hot startup in Japan, and also we have this Brazilian very important leader in the managed cloud service, and we have a very large international sporting goods. We cannot say the name, but I think a very large sporting good that were using Trend Micro's deep security to secure the AWS instance. And also, I just heard that actually in Japan, this Final Fantasy, the game company, that Final Fantasy company, they were using Trend Micro's deep security on Azure platform. That is a new example of this public cloud. So we have a 64% year-on-year customer number growth for this deep security product. And it's very important for us to count the new customer. Customer growth is number one priority for Trend Micro than the revenue growth, because we believe putting the footprint into all this new infrastructure and new area, then later on we can expand our footprint there. So we're very glad that we acquire a lot of new customer count, and we have over 100 new customer, AWS customer in Q2. That's the data center. The third one is custom defense solution, which deal with the cyber attack. Deep discovery portfolio, originally in Q, in last quarter, not only we come up with the new version for Deep Discovery Inspector, which sits on the network, and Deep Discovery Analyzer, which is the sandbox that can integrate with all the existing product. We come out with new version for these two product with better reporting and better monitoring. And we also come up with new solution, which is a Deep Discovery Email Inspector. It's especially focusing on the email, because 74% of the target attacked, first attacked, is coming from spear phishing email. And this solution is very easy to use and very easy to sell through the channel partners. And that's the new product. The last one is a deep discovery endpoint sensor that sits on the endpoint and can provide a lot of investigation forensic needs for retro inspection of the instance. And these four products, four portfolio that can address this cyber attack. I think we in US, we continue to come up with all these solutions, and we find that there's a segment. Usually at the early stage, finding a segment of customer is very important. And we did find that in healthcare sector, there's a need for this type of cyber attack solution, not only financial, not only government, but this healthcare provider, they need this type of a cyber attack solution, and we were having good traction into this healthcare sector. So in this solution, I think we're very proud that we got this NSS Lab. They do this detection and breach detection comparison. Trend Micro come up as the top one in detection. And not only that, we are the best in the return on investment, because this, when you acquire this type of product, you also need to estimate what is the cost for you to operate it, to manage it, and then the total ROI. Trend Micro come up with the best, and is 25% lower than the industry average. So in last quarter, we have over 200% year-on-year growth on the customer counts. So this part on the cyber attack part, I think our execution has been to the point and come out with the new solution that customer will need. So in conclusion, I think our Trend Micro smart protection platform and strategy, our assumption of the customer concern was correct, and our execution is to the point. And I would say the first half is our best time that deliver the complete solution. And therefore, the second half, our sales force, we expand our sales force to have more coverage, which we call it the regional account manager. We are hiring more regional account manager in US and also in Europe, so that we can have more coverage to these commercial sectors customers. And of course, there's another sector of our product, which is consumer product. And I will leave this part of the consumer product strategy to Omigawa-san, that later on he will explain about our overall global consumer product strategy. But I think commercial finally is recovered, and we think we are on the right track for continue this recovering on the commercial product side.